New FM is local as, and you're waking up with Tyler and Crevo.
New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Wednesday on a short week.
What? Basically, tomorrow's Friday. My brain malfunctioned for a bit
right
there.
You're a bit late up and about this morning. What happened?
I slept in. Classic, heard the alarm, rolled over, turned that thing off, went straight back to sleep.
Your body was like, nah, I don't think you want to get up here.
No need. No, and honestly, it's the first time I've ever done it. I'm usually one of those psychopaths that hears the alarm, gets
and he's
up
out,
straight away.
Out on the first one.
And I barely even heard the thing this morning. I don't know if daylight savings has really thrown me.
It does. That's all right. You made it. You're here safe and sound.
Thank the Lord.
Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
Up and about vibing this morning, you are. Because
at least that's on
generous
time.
You and I went off to the Magic Bar last night, Maho Magic Bar. Wasn't that fantastic?
Oh, it was so cool. The card tricks, I want to know, but I don't want to know. It baffles me every time.
It's amazing.
You don't want to ruin it. It's magic.
You can't know because it's magic.
And then how have you gotten a light into your thumb and all that sort of gear?
That's cool.
How did water disappear off your head? I don't know.
Exactly. And it actually disappeared off my head.
That's
anyway,
cool.
A full report on all that a bit later on in the show.
FM's First at 5 with Jess.
And, Jess, Hunter Primary Care, they've got basically an extension to the GP Access After Hours service.
Yeah, so back before the last federal election, which was, I think, May last year or something, we lost the GP After Hours Access service at the Mater Hospital, and the other ones that are available in the Hunter, they'd had their funds cut considerably, so their hours had to be scaled right back. And this is a service that so many people in the Hunter use. I know when I was a kid, I used the service a couple of times.
Yeah, I used it only last year.
Yeah, exactly. So it's such a great option for us when we've got, you know, understaffed emergency departments and all the rest of it, and it takes forever to get into our actual GPs. But Labor promised that they would fix it, they would fund it, and it would come back. So they have followed through on that. Yesterday, they announced that Hunter Primary Care and the local health network here, the government is going to give them $5.5 million per year over the next 4 years to build the service back up, to put the Mater Hospital one back to how it was, and to build the service up to what it was before the funding cuts, before the last federal election. So this is great news.
Yeah, that's amazing. Remember when I thought I broke my arm last year?
Yeah.
That I only went through GP Access because it happened on a Sunday morning, couldn't get into my own GP for weeks.
I don't even know what it is.
It's just like you get access to a regular GP outside of business hours.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And because I hurt myself on a Sunday morning, my GP's not going to take an appointment that day, right?
Yeah, of course not.
So you call up GP Access and they give you all of the information and all of the resources and all the medicine that you need.
Such a good service.
Yeah.
There we go. I'm
so good. And it's so great that it's back.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Switching gears a little bit, Jess, an update on Jared Haynes' case.
So finally, we've just gone through the third hearing, or Jared Haynes just gone through his third hearing into allegations of sexual assault from back in 2018. The trial lasted 2 weeks this time. Yesterday we were hearing that the jury early this week could not come to a unanimous decision. The 12 of them could not decide guilty or not guilty. The judge said, look, you've got to go back. You have to come to a decision.
Like, wow. Set them back in.
Yeah, please make a decision. So they did. Yesterday afternoon, the news came through that they unanimously agreed that Jared Haynes is guilty. So he faces another hearing tomorrow. Then he'll be sentenced at a later date. So finally, this has been going on for years.
Yeah, some closure.
Exactly.
For everyone involved as well.
Wow. That's
5 years is a really long time to have to go through this.
Oh, exactly.
Constantly over and over again. So
for everyone involved, like
literally,
you said.
Yep.
Oh, well, that seems to be drawing to a close. And happy Cheaster, everyone.
Pardon?
You heard me correctly, because apparently cheese Easter eggs are the next big thing coming to Newcastle.
Now, I'm here for this. So long as they are always separated. I don't want to go into the Easter egg bowl thinking that I'm getting a chockey and getting a mouthful of cheese.
Well, obviously they'll be refrigerated, I would have thought.
Well, that's where the Easter eggs also go. They go in the fridge, but that's a conversation for another time.
Probably
this
tomorrow.
This is an argument that I will have with everyone.
Let's save that for tomorrow and chat about these cheese-ster eggs, because I'm all about this. I think mostly Easter eggs are not brilliant.
What?
Right? They're often just too thin, poor quality chocolate.
Oh, my God.
That's a separate chat because cheese is just infinitely better. And now it's happening all over the UK, so you know it's happening here next.
Yeah.
They've got all these, gourmet cheese Easter eggs, which is basically another excuse to eat cheese, which I'm all about.
Now,
get those on your board.
Talk me through this. So are they still, say you were to get a little mini Cadbury egg, right? And it's wrapped up in its pretty little foil.
Yep.
Are these cheese eggs exactly the same?
They've got the cheese minis. They've also got the big ones, like the hollow ones, but done in cheese. It's magic. It's actually magic. I don't know how they've done it.
Magic.
Yeah. So they've got a crumbly cheddar one. Imagine that.
Get
you're biting
that.
Into that.
Yeah. Yum.
That's just a delicious excuse to have cheddar.
How cool would they look on a cheese platter?
I know. And then they've even got, and I'm all about this, a Lancaster Blue.
Oh, yum.
Which I'm into as well.
Yum.
Because I love a blue cheese.
So do I love blue cheese.
Unpopular.
The stinkier, the better.
But get some of that all
so good.
In and around your mouth, as you say.
Yep.
and they've also got a brie one.
Yum.
So it's like the skin on the outside and the brie
and
in the middle.
A gooey in the middle.
Oh, how good is that? It's genius.
Yeah.
A little ball of brie.
That's cool.
It's a yes from me.
I could get around that for sure. But make sure the chalky eggs and the cheese eggs are always separated at all times.
That's a top tip from Tyler.
Yeah, I don't want to get stung eating cheese when I think I'm getting chocolate, or vice versa.
You never want a surprise in your mouth. That's what I always say.
True.
Happy, what are you calling it? Seems like Thursday, but it's actually Wednesday.
Day before the weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm calling it. How good's a short week?
Oh, I'm all about that.
We
don't
get
me wrong.
This week?
Yeah.
We get it next week.
Oh, yes.
And then we get it the week after.
What?
Because Anzac Day.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You show up to work Monday, have a day off, and then we've got another short week.
This is brilliant.
Oh.
I'm all about short weeks.
And if you're smart enough to take the Monday off before Anzac Day, then you've got a four-day weekend. Maybe we should plant that seed with the boss.
I know. We should just put that in and around our calendar.
We should.
Up next, though, a little incident when you didn't get your dog.
I didn't. I'm still mad about it.
That's all right, because I got in touch with your mum.
Which is such a weird thing for you to say out loud, isn't it?
No, I don't know. It seemed fine to me. Yeah. And we sorted it out behind the scenes, but didn't really. You're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Creevo. Find out how all that went down on yesterday's show up next. New FM. And on yesterday's show, an investigation went down. Here's how it happened. And your mum came to visit the other day, wasn't it?
Yeah, my family were up on the weekend. Very exciting. It was my nephew's first birthday, so we had a little get-together up here.
That's a bit cute.
It was nice.
Yeah, and then you were saying that your mum was going to bring the dog, which is a bit of fun.
Our family dog, Charlie, yeah, he's getting a bit old, so I like to be able to take advantage of all the extra time I get to spend with him whenever my family come up to visit us. So I'll always say to Donna, can you please bring the dog?
Now,
I care more for the dog than I do the rest of my family.
I heard about this, and I've been in touch with your mum before.
Yes.
When we, right at the start of the show, she got you surprise flowers behind the scenes.
And she coordinated that with you, didn't she?
That's right. So I thought, you know what? Maybe I can get into Donna's ear and try and get you to bring her to bring the dog.
Exactly. Because I was whinging last week because she said, no, Tyler, I've got too much on. Bringing the dog is just going to be too much. Which I was mad about because she promised.
Here's the thing. So what I thought I would do is get in touch with her, a couple of messages, see if I could sort out the dog as a nice surprise for you.
Yeah.
So here's how it went down. First message to her. Hi, Don. I thought
Don.
I'll go familiar.
Nice.
Might be able to get into her a bit more.
Solid.
Hope you're well. Just a heads up. Tyler said that she'll be peed off if Mum doesn't bring the dog. FYI.
Yep, correct.
And then she didn't answer for ages. So I thought, I'll flick her another message.
You hit her with the double.
Don, you okay? Just checking in, you know? And she said, she's then replied, OMG. Well, she's not going to be a happy camper, is she? No dog. Laughy face.
She's a... Never mind.
Laugh crying emoji as well.
Evil woman.
Double, she's finding this hilarious.
Devil woman.
And then I've replied, oh, poor Tyler. She has it hard. And then she's replied quickly, she'll get over it. Laughing emoji. Laugh crying emoji. So she is finding this hilarious.
Donna just doesn't seem to care about her own children, does she?
Nah. And then I thought, you know what? Like, maybe I can get you something else.
Yeah.
So I've replied to her, maybe you could get her another treat to make her feel better.
Thank you.
Maybe Ferrero Rocher ice cream, because we were talking about them on the show last week.
Yeah, the new ones. I did initially say I would like $1 million, but you didn't put that forward.
No, I thought that was a bit much.
I know, and what Donna would tell me where to go if I asked for a milli.
She replied, no bloody way, she can suck it up, Lil Suki Lala.
That is so on brand for Donna. You know what? Do you know why I have there's some deep trauma that I need to work through as an adult? Because Donna would always say, suck it up, you little sucky lala.
And that's exactly what she's done. I've been I was a bit shocked by this.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe I can like tap into the fact you've been a bit crook. So yeah. I've replied back and said, don't forget, she's also had a bit of a runny nose this week, so it's really been extra hard on her.
Thank you.
And then she's replied with, oh, poor thing. Lucky you having to work with her every day. Laugh crying emoji, laugh crying emoji.
So she's just doubled down. She's the definition of a devil woman. Do you know what she saved in my phone as?
What?
Devil woman.
You're kidding.
She's living up to that name now, isn't she?
Well, I think we've just out what she's really like.
She's coming back up in a couple of weeks. She's bringing the dog. You know what?
If she doesn't, what would you do?
Oh, my God. I wouldn't come home for family Christmas, that's for sure. Flipping. But the other thing is, if she does bring the dog, I'm keeping it. She's not getting him back.
Oh, okay, well, that's on the record.
Yep.
And here we found out on yesterday's show, when Tyler went to Spiegelten, how all that was.
Friday night, Crevo went along to the Spiegelten, the opening night of their new production, The Party.
How good is that?
Oh, my God. It was so good. And I had no expectations. I'd never been to a Spiegelten show before.
Yeah.
Especially here in Newcastle. Some friends of ours went last year. I think you said you went last year.
I've been in the past. It's so good. And I could only... I'm going to go later in the week.
You have to.
Yeah.
It's so good. Of course, we were giving tickets away on the show last week as well. So if you've got those tickets in your hot little hands... use them.
Yeah.
It is so fun. So, yeah, my partner Marcus and I went in with no expectations. We had no idea what we were in for.
Yeah.
And we get there, and there's like a full cocktail bar to start with.
Always nice.
Like, I'm getting an espresso martini in a glass, in a proper martini glass.
It's stylish, right?
Yeah, it's so good. And then we get in there, and there's people that are clearly part of the crew walking around in like onesies, greeting you, seating you. They're all like... engaging with the crowd. And then next thing, they're just ripping their clothes off. And there's all these... We're surrounded by these ridiculously good-looking people. I mean, like, ripped, jacked, contortionists, hot, strong men with nice buns, you know.
Like the man buns?
No, like butt
bun
cheeks.
Buns. Yeah, right.
Adult paraphernalia everywhere. Hilarious. So this is not safe for children.
No, of course not.
So with that came a lot of mum groups. Mum's gone wild.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So we were specifically behind a group of women who had clearly left the kids at home with the hubby. And the commentary was so funny. This one woman, she had like... she spoke like a truckie. She was letting F-bombs out left, right, and center. And she was like, oh, he's got a nice chest, doesn't he? Oh, look at that. You can see, you know, you can see his wang through his pants, through his undies.
Oh,
and I was
my
like,
God.
Oh, my God, shush, please. But I also see what you're seeing. I get it.
And I've then, got eyes.
Yeah, I can see it. And then there was this, like, raunchy scene, right, where there's this really hot guy and this really hot girl, and they start kind of... getting down to business right in front of us, but it's all the lights are dimmed. You can't really see what's going on. And one of these mums behind us just whips out her camera with the flash on and tries to start filming it.
You can't do that.
I was like, this man has got his appendage out. He is butt naked. You cannot film that. Put your phone away. Anyway, everyone turned around and looked at her, so she took the hint. Oh,
I got it. Okay, righto.
That sort of thing.
Sorry. It was all that. It was hilarious.
Sorry.
The music was amazing. There was a classical version of this. From the top, make it drop. That's the wet. Get a bucket. Can you imagine a classical version of this?
All with like orchestra.
Yeah. If there's a better way to play WAP, it's a classical version, you know?
How good.
Yeah, and like hilarious quotes. If you've seen Bridesmaids, there's a scene where she's very drunk on the plane.
Right, she's
ready to party. And then they're throwing in all these movie quotes and they're playing. It was just so good.
Very clever, right?
Super clever. And just like there's a storyline that you follow, and it's basically them at a house party.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going on Thursday. Looking forward to it.
So good. If you can manage to get yourself some wrangle, some friends, and get yourself some tickets, go. If you won tickets with us last week,
go.
Please go. It is the best. And of course, my partner Marcus, not really into the theatre, didn't really know what to expect. He's been telling all his mates.
Loves it.
Loves it. And we became friends with the crew, so we're going to hang out with them. We're going to take them to the beach. It was the best.
What a fantastic night. There you go.
Yep.
Top tip from Tyler. Get amongst it. Spiegel Tent. Still on. Still tickets available.
The best.
This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Yeah, that's right. A very simple game where you just have to figure out what the theme is between three things to win yourself a prize. And today, it's a good one, Tyler.
What is it?
$100 worth of free petrol.
That is so handy. Oof. Right in time for the weekend, right?
Just ready for your Easter break. You're off on a road trip. Don't worry, guys. I'll sort out the fuel.
Fuel sorted.
Swipe it on the new FM fuel card.
You can thank us later.
Indeed. Right, this is how you do it. Call up now, 4967 4105, and then you just have to figure out what the theme is between three things.
Yeah, we need two callers on the phone. If you want it, you got to go head-to-head with someone else. First of two, best of three. Your name's your buzzer.
That's it. Very simple. Shall we do a little example, like one from earlier maybe?
Do you want me to give you one?
Yeah, you test me and then you'll see how this works,
ready?
Right? Yeah, ready.
Wonder White, Tip Top, Helga's.
Crevo.
Hit me.
Is it Bread Brands?
Yep.
See, there we go.
You're one
Simple
step closer to winning free petty.
Sure is. 4967 4105. If you want to win $100 worth of fuel with the Novos. And up next, Tyler, something I saw at the Waratah Coles that makes me think Vegemite, people behind Vegemite, have lost their minds.
No.
Details on that in a few minutes. Now, though.
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novos Three of a Kind.
Yeah, we want to give away free petty today, Crevo. $100 worth.
Yes, please. Just in time for the Easter long weekend, road trips, etc.
It's
or just
on
around
us.
Town, whatever you want.
Whatever, wherever you want to go. We're not going to tell you where to go. We're just going to give you the fuel and say, off you go.
It's your petrol. Live your own life.
Go wherever the wind blows you.
Let's meet our contestants for this morning, shall we?
We shall. We've got Vaughan up first in East Maitland. Good morning.
Morning. How are you both?
Very well. Thank you, Vaughan. You got any plans for this Easter long weekend?
Hopefully using some petrol to get out of Newcastle for the weekend.
Oh, you get it.
Yeah.
You cheeky bugger.
Vaughan loves it,
yeah,
doesn't he?
Yeah, bloody oath.
Where are you thinking? What do you got in mind?
Oh, just heading up to Foster or something where you like that.
Yeah,
nice.
Good idea. Good thinking.
Yeah.
We've also got Nicole in Woodbury. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, never better, Nicole. Now, have you got any long weekend plans?
I'm working, actually.
Me and you both. Someone's got to keep the world turning, don't they, Nicole?
Exactly. We can celebrate later.
Yeah, we can.
Indeed. Yep. Smart, smart. All right.
You can celebrate right now if you win three clients. Let's go with the first. Oh, no, we've got to test everyone's buzzers
sure,
first, Crevo.
Come on. Calm yourself down. Vaughan up first.
Vaughan.
Yeah, nice. Good. Strong. Nicole now.
Nicole?
Oh, that was quick. Geez, you're on this.
Right, now we can play.
Yep, let's do it.
First one. Waddle, Taubman's, Dulux.
Vaughan.
Vaughan, yeah. What is it?
Paint brand.
Sure is. One on the board. Well done. One for Vaughan.
Next one. Wario, Yoshi, Luigi.
Vaughan.
Yeah.
Oh, they got to be Mario characters.
Yeah, they do. Holy dooly, he's got it so quickly. Unbelievable. Congratulations, my man. $100 worth of fuel, all yours. Nicole, can we get you back tomorrow to have another go?
Yeah, Yes, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, we've got to get you this good fuel. Stuff.
Yeah, that's it. Even though you're just using it for around town.
That's all right. She's still got to get to work.
That's right. Everyone does. And Tyler, at the Waratah Coles the other day.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe my eyes because, you know, Vegemite, we've seen a few of the wacky things they've done recently with, like, the roast chook. Remember that?
I've never tried that. I wonder if it was any good. Did you try it?
No, didn't try it because my friend tried it, said it was garbage.
Right, okay.
So I was like, well, I trust his judgment. I'm not having it. And then what I saw in front of me was, because I was in the frozen food section looking for some little chippies.
Oh, I love a chippy.
I saw the McCain cheesy Vegemite pizza pocket.
Oh, I'd get around that.
Really?
Yep.
I thought the pizza pocket, that was the sacred thing. You're not messing it up, filling it, like pumping it full of Vegemite with a syringe.
Yeah, but have you never had like a hot cheese and Vegemite toastie? Same thing.
Oh, no, thanks.
It's so good.
Don't mess with it like a cheese toastie.
You put Vegemite on it, mate.
Then I was like, this is weird. I Googled or I searched in the Coles website while I was in the store, and Vegemite, it seems like the marketing department have just gone, hey, guys and girls, here's some money. Do whatever you want with Vegemite. Put it in any product you want, because there is like dozens upon dozens of things Vegemite available.
Like what?
You got the Vegemite shapes.
Yum, they're Arnott's. Good. Right there.
Have
they're
you
the
tried
best.
Them?
They're my go-to shape flavour.
What?
Yeah, they're the best.
Then there's also the Vegemite-la snack.
Oh, I've had that too. That's good.
Really?
Yeah, I love Vegemite.
Are you Vegemite's number one fan?
Yep.
Then they've got the Vegemite mini pizzas.
Oh, I haven't had those, but I've seen them. I get around them after a big Saturday night.
So they're like, is that just Vegemite on a pizza with nothing else?
Surely there's cheese.
I would have thought so. Anyway,
you'd
that's
hope
a bit
so.
Weird. The Vegemite chicken is still available, which is a whole roast chook full of Vegemite. I can only imagine. The Vegemite chock chunk brownie. I'm a bit unsure about that.
I'm not sure about that.
Because when I make, or Emmy usually makes the brownies at our place, she'll put a little sprinkle of salt on it.
Yeah, you could do a bit of, I mean, that makes sense though.
But Vegemite, I don't know. to me, it seems a bit yeast extracty.
Yeah, that's true.
Then what about the Vegemite, and this is real, cheese hot cross buns?
No.
I feel like they're going off the rails.
Surely
here a
that's
bit.
An April Fool's joke.
No.
I ain't ripping into a Vegemite hot cross bun.
Then there's the Vegemite plus baked beans in one can.
Oh,
thing.
I've seen those.
I don't know, this feels like they've just lost the plot.
Do you think Vegemite's trying to take over the world?
I don't know, because they've also got the Vegemite tomato sauce baked beans.
Yuck.
It's what's going on here. They've lost the plot, I think. The fact that they've got so many products all new all at once.
Tell you what, though, the Vegemite sales rep for Coles, raking it in, making bank, because Vegemite is just on every shelf in every aisle, isn't it?
What's next, though? Vegemite ice cream?
I'd get around that.
Would you?
Yep. I love Vegemite so much. I have Vegemite on my toast before with eggs.
I'm sorry, but Vegemite ice cream, that's crossed the line.
Nah,
I'm a
I'd
bit
get
of toast
it.
With eggs.
They'd make it good. Remember the Vegemite Cadbury chocolate? That was good.
No, I hated that.
Oh, I hate you.
Vegemite have lost their minds and need to get things under control.
I'll back them. I'll back them till the cows come home. I'm in.
Do you have shares?
No, but I should.
Well, I reckon, because you're paying most of their wages.
I know. All right, Crevo, I don't mean to alarm anyone, but I'm going to alarm everyone.
Get ready.
To keep it locked on UFM after 7 o'clock, because we have got a whole stack of cash. In fact, we've got exactly $625 up for grabs with
yes.
our trivia check.
That's right. One question stands between you and $625 in time for the Easter long weekend.
All you need to do is answer one question. I don't know how to say that it doesn't get much easier than that.
Yeah, well, it doesn't, because if we made it zero questions, we'd just already have given the money
we'd
away.
We'd have people coming at us left, right and centre,
that's right,
wouldn't we?
That's right, that's right. Up next, though, something on TV that made me cry.
You?
Me. That's right.
You big sooky lala.
Tough man Crevo. He cried, and he'll talk about it next. New FM. And Tyler, this is something I've got to admit on the radio.
Yeah.
Right? I've been watching this show called The Doghouse Australia on Channel 10.
What's it about?
So basically it's about this dog rescue centre where they they obviously rescuing all types of dogs, great and small.
All over the place.
Yeah, and, you know, some of them, like one of them's got a bung leg or something like that. So you're already feeling sorry for the dog because I'm a dog lover. And then what happens is you meet, like, a possible family for the dog. Right, so you've already met Timmy the dog. He's got, like, a bung leg and one ear missing or something. And you go, oh, he's so cute, da da da. And then the family, they desperately need a dog because, you know, one of them has had a tough time or something like that, and they've been looking everywhere for a dog with a bum leg.
And
they connect the two.
And they've turned this into a TV show.
It's a TV show. And then you watch them meet each other for the first time.
And then go off and live happily ever after.
Most of the time, yes, except sometimes the dog doesn't get adopted. And honestly,
that would get me.
Every time, listen to me now, even, I well up.
Are you getting emosh?
This show makes me cry.
Every time?
Pretty much every time, at least. Because when you watch the show, right, and I've been watching the British one before this, there's probably one of the storylines. You usually get like five different storylines. One of them every time gets me.
And I hit the waterworks.
And Emmy looks across at me and I'm like dabbing away tears.
Just tears streaming down your face.
It's a very emotional show.
Yeah, right.
And
I can understand. I can sympathise with that. Watching dogs get neglected or find them a new home, that gets me as well.
Because it's both. First of all, the poor dog's been, you know, rejected, or, you know, the owner's had to go into, like, a nursing home or something.
Oh, that's so sad.
And that's already sad. So you're already on the edge. And then that's the most happy emotion of a meeting a new owner and its little tail wagging. And they're like, because they watch it all behind the scenes, like the people that run the dog rescue.
Because, like, experts.
Yeah, well, they watch through cameras and then they're like, oh, little Timmy, the dog hasn't wagged its tail in 4 months. That's the first time. And you're like,
stop.
It gets you. So what I wanted to do here, 4967-4105. I know this is like a vulnerable thing for a lot of people.
Yeah, it ain't weak to speak.
But what?
It's normal for people to cry.
Light and bright here. What TV show or movie makes you cry?
Because there's always one.
It is often the way.
Oh, mate, I could cry watching MasterChef. I will cry at the drop of a hat. There is nothing that is off limits for me. I will cry at everything. But there is one, and it's the scene in 10 Things I Hate About You, where she reads out the poem to Heath Ledger and he's just there in the class. Oh, my God, here's a little bit of it.
I hate it when you lie. I hate it when you make me laugh. Even worse, when you make me cry. I hate it when you're not around and the fact that you didn't call. But mostly I hate the way I don't hate you. Not even close. Not even a little bit. Not even at all.
Oh, it gets me every time.
Look at you now, a little bit welling up.
Yep.
4967-4105. What TV show or movie has made you cry now or in the past or gets you every time?
Dob someone in as well if you know them.
If your partner cries every time at something. Up for grabs, 2 tickets to the Newcastle Knights versus the Warriors Easter Sunday.
Let's hope we're not crying after watching that.
Nah, of course we won't, because we're going to win.
Yep.
It's very simple.
Yep.
4967-4105, this is your chance to be a bit vulnerable. Come on, Newcastle. Give us a call and share. Make me feel a bit better. I'm not the only one. New FM. And what TV show or movie made you cry? Newcastle. It's your chance to be a bit vulnerable.
Get a bit emotional. Let it all out. It's what we're here for.
It's The Doghouse. Watch that show with care.
For me, it's 10 Things I Hate About You. When she realises that she falls in love with Heath Ledger, she's reading the poem out in class. I can't. It's emotional. Anyway, let's go to the phones, shall we?
Indeed.
We've got Craig up first in Morissette. Hey, Craig.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Very well. Now tell us, what TV show or movie makes you cry?
Oh, I'm sorry to do this if I'm bringing back lots of memories. That scene in The Lion King.
No! No!
Dad!
Where Scar kills Mufasa?
Oh, no!
Nah. I can't.
You're having a tough time just talking about it, aren't you, Craig?
I am.
Yeah, it's all right. This is a safe place to be emotional. It's fine.
It is, and that is, it's a, that's a sad moment,
tough,
isn't it?
Tough, tough. Oh, jeez, that's brought up memories. Rain is up next in Edgeworth. How are you?
Good, mate. Good. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Now, what TV show or movie has made you cry, Rain?
So, Bridge to Terabithia would be the one that made me cry.
Not familiar with that.
I think I watched it a long time ago, but is there a particular scene that really gets you going, Rain?
Yeah, there's two little friends, little kids, and one of them leaves him and the little girl drowns in the lake.
Oh.
Jeez, that is rough, isn't it? But, I mean, at the end of the day, you just got to remember it's only a movie, isn't it?
Still got to bring the tears in the eye.
Yeah, do you just watch that sometimes when you need a bit of a cry, Rain?
I'll try not to. I'm not a big fan of crying.
It's too emotional.
Yeah.
Sometimes you feel good after a good cry, don't you?
You do.
Yeah, yeah.
Let it all out.
It's all right to be vulnerable, Newcastle.
It is.
Listen to that, couple of blokes just talking about tough times.
Getting emosh.
Exactly.
Feels good now, though, doesn't it?
I feel better.
Get it off your chest.
You're waking up with the
it's
no-bos.
It's free therapy.
Exactly. New FM's what we provide.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
All right, Newcastle, listen up.
Listen good.
If you want free money, call now to play Trivia Check on 4967-41056. $125 up for grabs today, Crevo.
I know.
What do they got to do?
Answer one question correctly.
That's it.
What day is it? This is an example of a question.
I almost forgot, but it's definitely Wednesday.
It is. That would be correct. You would have won the cash.
So easy. If you want to win money by answering one question, call now because we're playing Trivia Check next.
That's right. And up next, last night I went to the Maho Magic Bar.
Oh, this looks cool. To town.
Yeah, got hooked up with some free tickets by the promoter. And my God, what a cool event. Tell you all about it next, what you can expect. Now, though, free money.
Awesome. Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Yeah, this is what Newcastle wants, Crevo.
$625.
Oh, that would be nice. Right in time for the Easter long weekend. It's a yes from me and probably a yes from everyone else around town. Thank you very much.
Would have thought so.
I think it's a yes from our contestant that we've got on the phone. It is Mark in Toronto. Hey, Mark.
Oi.
Oi. How are you? Good, mate. How are you?
Oh, I'm over the moon.
Well, you will be if you answer this question correctly. If you don't, though, maybe not so much.
Yeah, probably right there.
Probably. Hey, 625. What was that?
I'm just stoked to get through. I've been ringing and ringing and never get answered. I'm just unbelievable. Okay.
That's all right. You've jumped the first hurdle, Mark.
It's your lucky day, Mark. Now tell us, $625, what are you going to do if you win this money?
Hasn't all that far ahead.
Nah, it's my daughter's 16th coming up, so I'll probably have to fork out for that.
Yeah, as you always do with 16-year-old girls. All right, well, let's get down to business,
true.
Shall we, Mark? Don't let the five-second timer get in your head, though. Are you ready for your question?
Yes.
All right. Philosopher Blaise Pascal was best known for the invention of what?
Pascal.
So sorry. What was your answer?
I'm still thinking.
You've run out of time.
It was the first, he invented the first ever calculator.
Yeah. Right.
Crickets.
Mark's like, yeah, cool.
Yeah, didn't know that.
We're off the money now anyway,
sorry,
who cares?
Mark, it does mean, though, tomorrow, Crevo, 6:50.
It's Thursday, but really
basically
Friday.
Basically a Friday tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah. Awesome. That on the way soon. So make sure, same time, same place. If you can do a trivia question,
you could
be yours. And Tyler, last night I got treated to a night of magic.
Did you?
At the Maho Magic Bar. Now, this is the set up right next to the Spiegelton. Yes. They kind of work together and stuff,
I saw this when we were there on Friday night, but it didn't look open to me then, so you got to go.
Yeah, so last night was like a media night, so, you know, there's a bit of a nice treatment going on.
Yeah,
you get
their
little drinks on arrival and stuff like that to tell you a bit about what's going on. Basically, once you step through those doors, and it's in its itself an experience.
Yeah.
You're transported across the world to Tokyo.
That's cool.
Like, you're in there, it's a full, like, bar nightclub experience.
Yeah.
And from the minute you walk in, it just blows you away. So the whole thing, the magicians themselves, the host, it's just an incredible experience. The cocktails, for a start. If you love a tasty cocktail, they really know what they're doing. And they're like with a bit of a Japanese theme, you know. The word yuzu is thrown around. I don't even know what that means, but I want it.
Nice.
Lychees are in and amongst the mix, which, you know, anything with a lychee, you know, is going to be good.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, and of course, all of that goes down. And then the actual magicians start. And they are literally 30 centimetres away from you. That's how close the magic is happening.
And is it just like you feel like you're just sitting in a bar and they're just across the table from you?
Yeah, and there's a number of magicians on a rotation. So you get to see the magic and the style of each one, and they're all totally different, which is like in itself, their own personalities, you know.
So what was the best magic trick that you saw?
Okay, so I want to talk about the moment that I got selected to be a part of a trick. Now, when I first think of this sort of thing, I always think, yeah, I want it. But for some reason, when you actually select it, you're bricking it.
Yeah.
You know, when you get involved for, like, crowd participation, I don't know why, I'm clenching.
You get a bit weird.
Anyway, what happened in that water that was in a cup above my head was full on disappeared, and I have no idea how.
Yeah, but didn't, like, show up when you got home?
Nah,
like,
could not figure it out.
In your back pocket or something?
No idea how to this day, to this moment. So if you want a full night of magic and, like, just a totally different experience, get amongst it.
I've only heard good things about this.
Get yourself some tickets. You don't want to miss out.
Yeah, it looks so fun.
Yeah, so top, like, 10 out of 10 from me.
Yeah.
It was a great night. It's in Newcastle for a couple of weeks, so get your tickets before they run out because they will sell out.
How good.
Top recommendation, Crevo approved.
New FM's Weather Whiskid.
Feeling hot, cool, right? The sun is trying to come out, but the rain is still possible later today. Tops of 25. Tomorrow, less of a chance of rain. Right now, 18 degrees at Merriweather, the home of Tyler and Crevo, the Novos that will wake you up. 105.3 New FM.
New FM.
This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
Oh, Millie, well done.
Well done.
Amazing. Well done. You are such a natural, such a talent for this. You should be very proud of yourself.
Now, Millie, welcome to the show.
How are you feeling? How did that all go?
Nerve-wracking.
Yeah, that's a natural thing, though. It's your first time doing something like that.
You did not look or sound nervous at all. You absolutely nailed it. Now, what school do you go to?
Ellenmore Vale.
Do you love it?
Yeah.
And you're on school holidays this week, right? Is today or tomorrow the last day?
Tomorrow's the last day.
How exciting.
That's
now,
brilliant.
Jess, we need to get a score from you. What do you think of Millie's performance?
That was so good, Millie. You powered through that. I reckon you deserve 7.5 bananas out of 10.
Oh, that's pretty good. Strong for your first go. Are you
well
kidding
done.
Me?
Yeah,
that's
she's coming awesome. For your job, Jess.
Yeah, watch out. I know we say that every week,
we
but
do indeed.
That's
lots of people after my job. I should be very worried.
It's a real threat, isn't it?
It is.
You did very well, Millie. Yeah, enjoy the last few days of school and enjoy the school holidays and the Easter Bunny as well.
Yeah, that's right. All to come. Congratulations. And once again, don't forget, if you want to be our next Weather Whiz Kid, it's very simple. Just go on to newfm.com.au and register your details there. Get on it quick, parents.
Now, Crevo, as you know, we've both been off crook. And when I was off crook last week, I did a lot of online shopping. Because what else do you do when you're laying on the couch crook?
You're just scrolling through. What shops are you? The Iconic,
no,
my guess.
The Iconic, yes. But do you know what gets me the most?
What?
Is Instagram paid ads. ads. While I'm like scrolling something, like all the Instagram stories, and a paid ad will come up, and it's for, I don't know, some small business that sells cool shoes. Oh, I'll get one of them. Thank you very much.
They got ya.
Impulsive.
Yeah, right.
And the most latest purchase are gibbets on my Crocs.
Oh, these are these ridiculous jewels.
Yep.
Ridiculous.
They're cool. They're
children's
like charms for your shoes. Crevo, if there's a difference between you and I, one of us understands fashion and the other doesn't.
You.
And it's the other way around. I am fashion. I understand fashion around Newcastle. And I'm pretty sure gibbets are fashion.
This is the person that thinks Crocs are the number one footwear, followed by Birkenstocks and socks.
Correct.
That is, I'm sorry, wrong.
No, you're wrong. Okay, you can head to our Instagram at @thenovos_. There's a photo of my brand new gibbets on my brand new Crocs. You can vote. There's a poll up there. But also just go and have a look for your own entertainment and let us know if you think they're hot or not, because this is a discussion we are having now, Crevo.
Yeah, 4967-4105.
Gibbets hot or not?
Are you team Tyler? You think they're hot?
Yep.
Or are you team Crevo? You think they're not? And this is the legions of people who are saying that gibbets are hot.
Well, I find that offensive.
There are none. Zero people are saying, unless you are the one, I doubt it. There's nobody who thinks gibbets. Like, and don't call up if you're seven.
Have a bit of fun. Count. Like, live a bit of, like, have a fun life.
They're not hot.
They are
They're
fun.
They're ridiculous.
They are hot. They are fashion.
Of course, best callers on air today get a couple of tickets to the Newcastle Knights versus the Warriors on Easter Sunday.
Oh, that's a good game.
That will be a good game, just for saying gibbets hot or not. I can't believe I'm saying. They're ridiculous.
They are cool. They are hot. Now, we are asking the serious questions here on this radio station, Crevo. Are gibbets hot or not? Now, I feel attacked.
They're not.
On our social media, because I've put up a poll and already 100% of the votes are saying they're not hot, which is rude.
And true.
No.
I'm glad that Newcastle and the surrounds has some common sense.
That's on social media, though. Let's see what the phones say.
Okay.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, let's do it. Here we go.
Let's go with Gabby up first. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Yourself?
Very well. Now tell us, gibbets hot or not?
Oh, let's go hot.
Yes.
Let's go. Are you just making this up to make Tyler feel better? Probably.
No, I reckon one, Crocs can't get any worse than they are, so it's an improvement. But two, it's self-expression, which is a wonderful thing in the modern age.
I agree with you, Gabby.
That's enough.
Thank
of that.
You. Just hang up on her.
Yeah.
Let's go to Diane next in Spears Point. Hi, Diane.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. Now tell us, what are your thoughts on gibbets? Hot or not?
I'm sorry, they're not.
Correct. Thank you. Some common sense.
Can I say why?
Yeah.
Well, because they were hot about 10 years ago in Hawaii. They're not hot anymore. Sorry.
Maybe Australia's just really behind the trends.
Wouldn't have thought
Diane,
so.
Diane, and we're really just taking a really long time to catch up.
I think Diane in Spears Point knows all about this.
Whatever.
Trent is up next. Aberglasson, what are your thoughts? Gibbets hot or not?
Crickets from Trent.
Yeah,
all right, well, I'll take that
as
a vote for hot.
Okay, sure. You can have you take what you need.
Yeah,
right?
I do.
Let's wrap this up with Gloria in Hamilton. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine, my dear. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Now, what are your thoughts on this? Gibbets hot or not?
Gibbets are hot.
Yes.
What?
Yes, Gloria.
Yes, I wear them everywhere with my Crocs.
Now tell me, Gloria, what gibbets have you got on your Crocs?
At the moment, I've got flowers and Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo is cool. I'm going to buy some Scooby-Doo. Yes. I've got some flowers on mine too, Gloria, and some M&Ms. I love a little snack, so I've got a few snacks on my Crocs at the moment.
No, that'd just make me hungry.
Yeah, me too. But it's addictive, isn't it? You just want to buy gibbets all the time now.
Yeah, and all these people, I sell them on Marketplace, and I sell heaps of them. So.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to get...
Are you part of Big Gibbets? Like, that's why you're invested in this whole thing.
I'm just going to... I'm going to have to get Gloria's details
off the air,
because I'm going to go shopping at Gloria's house and buy some more gibbets. She's just given herself a big business plug, which I'm all here for. But if we go off the voters on the phone, Crevo...
Gibbets are hot.
Yeah, I'm still sticking with social media. They're not 100% on there.
Gibbets are hot. Newcastle is fashion. They get it.
Yeah, they. I guess they do.
This is New FM's Bull or No Bull.
Yeah, that's right. This is going to be fantastic. Everyone wants to go along and see this, and we've got more tickets than anyone in town.
We do. If you want to go along to the Newcastle Entertainment Centre on April 22.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know why I keep getting the date wrong. Anyway, if you want to go along for free, call now. We're playing Bull or No Bull.
This is very easy. We ask you one question. You just have to answer. Is it Bull or No Bull?
Basically true or false.
Yeah, you get that right. The tickets are all yours as you wake up with the Novos. Tyler and Crevo.
What's the goss up next, Crevo? And the Barbie movie trailer has dropped.
This is huge now, though.
Professional Bull Riders Origin event invades Newcastle April 22.
Get your tickets now from Ticketek.
This is New FM's Bull or No Bull.
Yeah, essentially, it's a bit of a true or false situation, Bull or No Bull. We ask you one question. If you get that right, the tickets are yours. You get it wrong, you walk away empty-handed.
Oh, how unfortunate if you walk away empty-handed.
I know.
Yeah, we want to give, some lucky Novocastrians a chance to go along to the Professional Bull Riders Monster Energy Tour. Professional Bull Riders Origin event invades Newcastle April 22nd. Get your tickets now from Ticketek. Shall we meet our contestant?
Yes, Hello. Stepping up to the plate, it's Danielle in Newcastle. Hello.
Good morning, how are you?
Oh, fantastic, Danielle. Now tell us, have you been along to the PBR before?
I haven't.
Oh, we're going to pop your PBR cherry, Danielle.
I am. My partner's been begging me.
Okay, so you're going to be in the good books if you win it today, aren't you?
That's right. It's going to be Easter present.
Oh, that's smart, good. Yeah, smart. That is smart.
Saving money.
Now, one question is all it takes, Danielle. It's Bull or No Bull, true or false. Are you ready for your question?
I am more than ready. Hit me with it.
The Newcastle Knights' inaugural year was 1988. Bull or No Bull?
No. Bull, that's Bull.
Unfortunately, that is incorrect.
Danielle, I'm so sorry. It is noble. It is true.
Unfortunately, that's the way the cookie crumbles. You walk away with nothing. But that's the way these things are. Hey,
so mean of us.
Well, it's just the way it is.
I know.
You can't just give the prize out.
We don't make the rules.
That's right. Name of the game. Tomorrow, though, it is back at another chance of winning those tickets to the PBR. It should be a fantastic event.
The Novos with Tyler and Prevo.
Came and asked me how I say my name, and I was like, Adele.
Is the cat toy for our cat?
Yes, it is.
And got naked and posted pictures of my...
What's the goss? UFM.
And Crevo, life in plastic is looking pretty fantastic at the moment. Would you say the highly anticipated Barbie film starring Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling have dropped a brand new trailer? Take a listen.
I thought I might stay over tonight.
Why?
Because we're girlfriend boyfriend.
To do what?
I'm actually not sure.
It's got a pretty hectic cast too. Of course, Margot Robbie.
Yeah, that already by itself.
And Ryan Gosling, Kate McKinnon, and several other actors as different versions of Barbie in the film as well. Dua Lipa.
Really?
Will also be making her acting debut as a mermaid version of Barbie as well.
Good luck to her.
Yeah, she looks good. There's been some like posters posted around social media. She's hot.
She's looking fit right now.
Yep. Several versions of Ken, which are of course played by Ryan Gosling, Scott Evans, Michael Cera also stars in the film, and it's very plastic, very Barbie vibes all throughout the film as well.
Did you bring your rollerblades?
I literally go nowhere without them.
Major Barbie
bit
vibes,
fun, right?
Ken vibes. Will Ferrell and Helen Mirren also feature in the film with a lot of, like, innuendo that the parents can enjoy as well.
Oh, looks like this beach was a little too much beach for you, Ken.
If I wasn't severely injured, I would beat you off right now, Ken.
I'll beach off with you any day, Ken.
Anyone who wants to beach him off has to beach me off first.
I will beach both of you off at the same time.
Beach both of us off?
Nobody's going to beach anyone off.
Glad to hear that.
Hilarious. And a lot of early reviews are already coming through, and it sounds way more complex than we thought. You know, when you think you're going to go and watch a Barbie movie, it's just going to be fun and pretty and plastic, right? Apparently not. Someone has said, I saw Barbie, loved it. It's going to be a massive movie. It's fiercely feminist and volcanically hysterical. So flashy, so bright, it will win Oscars for costume and design. It's delicious.
Wow, that's a big call.
Yeah, they're saying it deconstructs like the feminist story behind Barbie and redefines her for a new generation. And they said people think that Ryan Gosling is outstanding as Ken and he's probably going to get an Oscar for it. Will Ferrell hasn't been this funny in years as well. So great reviews coming through for the Barbie film. Yeah.
Will you go and watch it at the movies?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, yeah, I think I would.
Yeah, because you're a big Barbie fan back in the day.
I used to love Barbie. I had the Barbie cars, the Barbie dollhouse, the Barbie dolls, fancy, the whole shebang. So, yeah, if you love Barbie, it's out in cinemas July 21. So it's really not that far away. Go and watch the trailer. It looks great.
Awesome. Thanks for that.
Right, Creva, I've got a bone to pick with Mother Nature. I've said this before. I'll say it again. I thought La Nina was over.
Oh, this is the thing. Like, last night I was saying this to Jess when we were at the Magic Bar, Maho's Magic Bar. Well, it was all squishy underfoot. I was like, hey, Jess, you told me La Nina was done. What's going on?
Apparently not.
It's not my fault.
Yeah, pretty sure it is. When I checked, it was.
Well, Jess, come on. What's going on? Why is La Nina still here?
Is it over or not?
Well, I thought it was. The sun's out now. It was meant to rain today.
It won't. It was bucketing down this morning. And yesterday afternoon at 4:30, I was like, nah, the rain's held off all day. I'm going for a swim.
Jess said La Nina was over. Yeah.
Yeah. Jess said La Nina was over. It'll be safe to go for a swim. Mm. Pull up at Dicko Park. Pelting down.
Did you still swim?
Of course I did, because I'm not a wuss.
Yeah,
but
smart.
It would have been way nicer if it wasn't raining. Do you know, it was raining so hard and so sideways that it was whipping me in the face.
It was pretty gnarly. It was bad yesterday.
Like that in the face.
Yeah. God, nothing worse than getting whipped like that in the face.
In the face.
Anyway, that's all right.
I agree.
We'll find out if it does continue.
We'll ask Jess.
Yeah, we'll ask Jess. She knows
no,
everything.
No, don't ask Jess.
Jess has the final answer, and thank you for that, Jess.
Crevo, we are talking kitchen fails now because I'm part of the Mayfield Facebook community group where a mum has posted saying, kids are going to love dinner, 8-hour slow-cooked bay leaf infused in water. Completely forgot to put in the corned beef.
Oh, God.
I couldn't believe my epic fail when I opened the lid and didn't see the corned beef still sitting next to the slow cooker on the kitchen bench. What an epic fail.
What's happened there? She's been a busy mum, just being a mum, doing all that. Right, put the dinner on. Yeah, put a bay leaf in there. Yep.
Kids, get in the car. It's time to go to school.
Oh, put your shoes on. All that stuff's going on all at the same time. Gets in the car, gets home from work.
Damn.
Forgot to put the beef in.
The slow cooker's on.
All day.
The bay leaf
chewing electricity.
Is boiling in the hot water.
Bay leaves, by the way, the most ineffective herb of all time.
Bay leaf soup for dinner, kids.
That's all you get.
Have you had an epic kitchen fail?
Yes. One for me was I made, do you know what a beef rendang is?
Yeah.
It's a Malaysian curry.
Curry.
Beef curry. You've got to stew it for hours and hours all day to get the right flavour. About 6 hours to get it perfect.
Dumb.
Did all that, cooked it away and away, cooking away, put in the coconut cream, get to 5 hours, 5 hours, 5.5 hours, getting ready, taking it to a big event. So it was like a potluck, anticipating it, burnt it right at the end.
No, you peckerhead.
And when that burnt flavour goes through it.
Ruined.
It's completely ruined. 5 hours of work out the window for nothing.
So what'd you take to dinner?
Nothing. Box of favourites.
Ah, you loser.
Oh, I was so gutted.
We want to know what epic kitchen fails have Newcastle faced? Because there's got to be some. I mean, you, for one. This mum in Mayfield forgot to put the corned beef in the slow cooker. We want to know Newcastle's epic kitchen fails because there's always one.
Yeah, maybe it was like, maybe you set the kitchen on fire doing something.
That's a major epic fail.
Along the journey for some people, or spilled the food, that sort of thing. 4967 4105. What were your epic kitchen fails for Newcastle?
Yeah, and if you call through and share your epic fails, we will hook you up with two tickets to see the Knights take on the Warriors this weekend, an Easter Sunday afternoon game.
How good's that?
Doesn't
you got
get
the next next day off then.
Yeah, you can go big.
Yeah.
It doesn't get much better than that. So call through 4967 4105. What epic kitchen fail have you witnessed? What epic kitchen fail have you been a part of? We'll get your calls on the air next.
New FM.
Yeah, we're on the hunt for Newcastle's epic kitchen fails after I saw a mum in the Mayfield group share that she put the slow cooker on, she put the water in it, she put the bay leaf in, but forgot to put in the corned beef.
The most important part, the some main would thing. Say.
Yep.
Some would say.
Totally.
So, of course, 4967 4105, do you have a kitchen fail around Newcastle? That's what we're after here. Let's start with Nicole. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, fantastic, Nicole. Now tell us, what kitchen fail did you have?
After when I was 14, my cousin, who is of Asian descent, is an executive chef, and she was teaching me all the ultra-fine culinary skills that she had.
Yeah.
And we were trying to make a Mongolian lamb. Now, the recipe called for 3 red chilies. We thought, for a 14-year-old, that's pretty excessive. We'll just put 1. It was the spiciest Mongolian lamb. We all ate ice cream for dinner.
Oh,
that's a bit cute and a bit fun. Yeah, but that's definitely a fail. All right, thanks for that. Who do we have up next?
We've got Rochelle in CM. Good morning.
Hi, how are you going?
Very well. Now tell us your epic kitchen fail.
So there's a bit of a running joke in my house. Like, the couple of kitchen fails I've had, it's involved a lot of smoke, you know, setting the microwave on fire, setting a barbecue on fire. So whenever my children smell smoke, the little smarties walk down the stairs and be like, "Mom, what you cooking?" So it's a bit of a running joke. But I think my saddest fail was I was making an Asian curry, an Asian soup. So it's all about all the spices, but boiling it and simmering it for hours.
Yeah.
And it had simmered, and it had simmered right down, and it was so flavourful, but it had star anise and, you know, peppercorns, all that jazz in it, and then you have to strain it. But what do you do with a strainer? You put it in the sink like you do pasta, and I just poured the entire thing down the sink. And I just stood there and looked at it, and it was like my brain couldn't comprehend what I'd just done. Because I was just like, where is dinner gone? I've got the star anise and the peppercorns in the bottom of the strainer and a couple of bits of chicken.
And that's it.
Down the drain. That is gorgeous.
That's an absolute fail right there. Up next, we have Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Your kitchen fail, what was it?
Well, I was making a beautiful cake, and instead of putting a cup of sugar in, I put a cup of salt.
That is a major fail right there.
Oh, my God, no.
That's no good at all.
Let's wrap this up with Liz in Edgeworth. Hey, Liz.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. Tell us your epic kitchen fail. What happened?
So, I make a pretty nice lasagna, so I've been told, and I was having some visitors for dinner this night, and they wanted lasagna, and a girlfriend of mine shared a recipe with the slow cooker.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, I'll give it a go in the slow cooker. I had to work all day, walk in the door, and it smells beautiful. I add the final touches to it and place the lid back on the slow cooker, and it shattered all through the dish.
Glass lasagna. Not recommended.
No, so we had takeaway for dinner.
Oh, what an absolute nightmare.
That's
Katie
a disaster.
Has also messaged through on our Instagram. I was coating a chicken in a baking bag and shook the bag so hard the chug flew across the room, flew out the bottom.
Absolute disaster.
Flying marinade of chicken.
Newcastle has plenty of them in and about it. Remember, of course, you can get in touch anytime through Instagram at @thenovos_.
Please do. And a shout out to Craig in Morissette taking home 2 tickets to the Newcastle Knights taking on the Warriors this weekend for an Easter Sunday game. Well done.
That's us done and dusted. Have a great day, everyone. And we'll see you tomorrow for Thursday, but sort of Friday.
It's Feel Good Friday.
Is it in your mind?
See ya.
Catch you then. Bye.